All right, welcome back to the Duck Call Room, ladies and gentlemen. We're here after a fun-filled weekend full of travel, and I'm sure at some point we'll talk about that. But before we get started, our friend Brandon, I can't say your last name, Brandon, because that's against our rules. But our friend Brandon sent us a box of chocolates, and in the note he said, thank y'all for doing kingdom work, but I also just wanted my name mentioned on the podcast. So, Brandon,
thank you
send chocolates, you get mentioned. I mean, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah, the chocolate was legit. Except
one of them was not very good. Wow. But the rest of them from Sweet Shop USA, I don't really know nothing about them. But they had, I think it said Mount Pleasant, Texas. So
pretty good.
I know some good folks from Texas.
They're from East Texas. They're all right.
Yeah.
Well, so, Meatloaf said 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Two out of three ain't bad. Well, yeah, it was really 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Just that one was kind of raunchy. But Hunter loved it, which I thought was weird.
Well, he would.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it kind of tasted like Hunter dresses. So, now, he doesn't have a video camera over there, so y'all don't know that joke.
They were salty.
Hunter at least laughed at it, so he gets my correlation there. A little soapy. What? look at me. Y'all can't see him. Sorry, YouTube folks. And if you're listening to this, you really can't see him. So, but you can imagine.
Zip up hoodies.
Oh, it's fall. Yep. Hunter's back in hoodie season. Yep. It'll be all the different zip up cotton hoodies that you can find for the next 4 months. So I love it. Well, but you know, this is Louisiana. This is like false fall. This is that one where it gives you the little hope.
And then it gets hot.
And it's going to get hot again.
Yeah.
And so you're like, you know, but I'll take the cool off. It's fine. So, oh, man.
Well, you noticed I dressed appropriately. I finally broke out my underarm.
That's for any time it gets below 70.
Anytime it gets 60. Gets below 60, nope.
Can't be cold.
I break out the underarm, boys.
Oh, man.
But back to the weekend.
Yeah.
Everything was fine except travel.
Travel?
Yeah, travel's always a pit.
Yeah. Yeah, Knoxville got to get something figured out on their traffic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
No.
Unbelievable.
Too many people.
That construction.
Yep. Too many people.
A lot of humans.
Yeah. A lot of humans and a little small bottleneck. See, like if somebody was hunting us, we'd be easy to kill.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to take that trail.
That trail through Chattanooga is a bottleneck.
So. Oh, 75? Yeah, where 75 turns into 59?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bad deal. I've been there, too.
9/11.
Yeah. So y'all drove right by the Little Debbie Park. Y'all could have stopped.
We stopped, but
we didn't get out of the truck because the boys were one of them weird days. They hadn't had a nap, and we thought we could drive them there, and they'd get like a 35-minute nap, and they did not. So by the time we got there, they were at a 10. And so Brittany just looked at me, and she said, we'll come back. And we turned around and left. So, but we did see it. I can confirm that the Little Debbie Park is actually there. And then, yeah, we had some scheduling conflicts with the Little Debbie folks. So we'll be back. I'm in Chattanooga often, so I'm not worried about it. It's a place where my buddy lives. But the Hazard Fest.
That was fun. That was probably this is the third or fourth year.
Third one I've done, okay. But I think it's like the fourth or fifth year. We missed a year somewhere.
Every other year we do it.
It's like every other year we do it.
But this was probably the biggest crowd I think we've had up there. Yeah. And they had someone from Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
They had someone from, what's the movie, Deliverance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that little boy played the
movie Deliverance.
And they had
ain't no little boy no more.
What's amazing is like then they had the girl walking around from Tool Time. If y'all remember the show Home Improvement, I don't remember what her name was on the show. Heidi, yeah, there you go. And then they had the lizard lick toeing people. So y'all can, folks at home, you can imagine the gathering of rednecks
and Uncle Jesse
in one spot.
Okay,
all sorts of impersonators.
Lulu showed up.
Luke,
okay,
Duke.
From Hee Haw.
Yeah, Lulu was there.
Yeah, Hee Haw people, Dukes of Hazzard actors. Uncle Jesse looks the same as when he did. Is that him or was that somebody else?
Nah, he been gone.
I was going to say, he should have done passed on.
Yeah, he
been gone.
But that guy looked just like him.
Oh, he's lived his whole life for that moment.
Oh,
for
yeah.
That one weekend a year.
Yeah.
I guess I was going to say.
Everybody that owns a General Lee car, there was like 25 or 30 of them there.
They were there.
Yep. Yeah.
I actually somewhere up there, John Snyder showed up, and they had one out there, and they told me, the cameraman said, hey, look, we got it parked out back, keys in it, you just come out, get it, and steal it, and take off.
Oh, yeah, and Luke Duke was there.
Yeah. So I did.
I'm on my...
And I come this close and wrecked General Lee.
That'd have been about right for you.
Because I stumped that baby, and, hey, she's sideways and all this. You know, it took me a little while to get it under control.
Well, the beauty of it would have been you'd have been the one person in America that got away with it.
Well, hey, there it is.
That's right.
They wouldn't even been mad at you. You say, well, si, I wrecked my General Lee.
Oh, no, they loved it.
We almost wrecked a couple times on the way back.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about a bunch of idiots on the highway.
Look, the biggest concentration bad drivers / morons are from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham.
Yeah, yeah.
That stretch, good luck is all I can tell you.
Everybody's running 75 on the interstate, okay, except this one car. She's going 20 in the fast line.
She's got a white car with a red A on the door.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, and she's running. Everybody's running 70, run up on her and just brake lights everywhere, you know, and truckers sliding sideways.
Smoke, I mean.
Yes, you know, just ignorant.
But there was about four different instances where I was saying, well, this is all of it.
Yeah.
And it all happened between Tuscaloosa and Birmingham.
That's interesting.
This is the dangerous part of driving down.
I travel that trail often. I was going to say around Chattanooga, there's always that one hero.
Oh, yeah.
That like tries to go from the inside lane to the outside lane and about kills everybody.
Just
or vice versa.
Yeah. And I'm like,
Weaver bird.
Yeah.
That's what I call them.
Can you really be in that big of a hurry?
Yeah.
You should have left earlier, is all I got to tell you.
Oh, like, man.
You know what this is going to be. But
yeah, no, a lot of road building up that way.
It was a 9-hour jaunt.
Yeah, it's a ways up there.
Look, I flew and got a stinking earache. I ain't never got that fluid behind my ear from.
I'm telling you, it's old age.
I do that again. I'm driving.
Hey, it's old age.
We all driving. We all done got off them airlines.
Let me tell y'all something about driving. I'd have figured it out. It's piss on the airplanes. Here's what you do. You tell yourself.
Yeah. It's all about perspective.
It's right here. Everything's right here.
Yep.
I told myself before I left here, I said, this is going to be so nice.
I'm going to enjoy
this
trip.
Drive is going to be so pretty and so nice, and it's going to be fun. You know what? On the way up there, I got there, and I felt like I drove 30 minutes.
Man, that's saying something, because that's a joke.
What happened coming back? Yeah. You had sideways.
On the way back, I had sideways, but that didn't work.
Was he beating and banging on everything?
Huh?
No, he said on the way up there, his wife may have said two words to him. Okay, the whole 9 hours.
It was awesome.
Okay. And she may have said maybe four on the way back. Yeah. Nan's a quiet, she's quiet. She you don't even know she's there. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Until you know she's there.
If you say something out of line, then you know she's there.
Yeah. Yeah, you get her stirred up now.
Yeah, if you get her out of line, nope.
That's where that Robertson bloodline kicked in. That inbreeding.
Oh, man. But it was good to see all the fans out there at Hazard Fest. I mean, it was a line of them. I know you guys are listening.
Pretty humbling.
If not, you just lied to us, because every one of you that walked up and said you love the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And that you never miss one.
Well, no, we had to wait like 30 minutes. And I said, what's the hold up here? And I said, they're printing pictures. And I said, printing what? Pictures.
Yeah.
Well, I was expecting some other pictures. Because, hey, all them pictures I saw and signed was of the podcast room. And I didn't think I ever put that many clothes on. Because one of them was a different shirt.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
You wear a lot of different shirts in here.
You don't wear
many different socks.
So. Oh no, I like my beaver socks.
I don't know what that's about. Hey. I don't know what correlation that goes with, but you've got about four pairs of socks that you rotate through, and that's it.
Well, beavers are the main one. I guess it's because me and Phil have fought them for like 50 years. But, hey, when we try to drain the water off the duck hole. It's the beavers and the Congos, and they got a conspiracy.
Beavers and duck.
Well, we got us a we got us a river dug between the lake and the dump now. So,
uh-oh.
Good luck, beaver.
Uh-oh.
They'll figure it out.
Oh, he's done dug a river, boys.
They'll figure it out.
Although.
They always do.
They'll put it back. That was the most amazing part of the first time I went my brother to do the busting the beaver dams. We pulled up there at daylight, okay? Walked out there and broke it. All we dug, Phil did, okay, a hole about wide from me to John, okay, and about 6 foot deep. And threw all the brush and the leaves and everything behind him. Yeah. The next morning, daylight again. I'm looking at this stupid thing. And I said, wait a minute. We just did this 12 hours ago. What in the world is going on?
How many of them is it?
I said, how many of them? It had to be 100 of them to put it back overnight. Phil said, no, about two. I said, wait a minute. Nah.
Things are efficient.
Nah, it's got to be more than two. I said, you dug a 6x8 hole, you know, 4 foot wide in the levee that they had built. Nope. And I don't know where they're getting the dirt. And I don't know where they're getting all the timber for it.
What is 6x8 in Psi math?
About big as that table right there.
48 feet?
No, it's about double it.
48 square feet.
No, you got about a square right here that's, you know, 6 foot deep, 8 foot long. Okay, and they filled it back in like it had never been
they
gone.
They will do that.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And I
but
don't.
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't, well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated. And she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie. And whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie
that's
category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it. Okay.
If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting in May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. But hey, on a more positive beaver note, Cy, you stopped at the world's largest Buc-ee's.
And I know. And look, I didn't go in.
They don't play games. They have thrown.
Well, hey.
That's what was on the side.
I'm looking at when I drive, had to drive. It takes us 30 minutes to get in the parking lot. No, I ain't walking in there.
I met some of our fans.
That thing's full of people, too.
I met some of our fans in there, too.
Oh, I did, too.
Yeah.
I was just saying, hey, no, I ain't
the
walking.
The problem is I stopped at two different Buc-ee's up there, and both times, yeah.
It's
we talk
deal.
About it too much.
No, no.
Because they're like, it's like they're sitting there waiting on one of us to walk in. And I was like. Which is fine, because I'm going in there to get me a brisket sandwich anyway.
That brisket, yeah.
It's good.
Man,
gas station brisket.
Well, me and Philip.
Unbelievable.
Went to a Texas event where the truck's low on gas. Okay, and I mean, it's laying on E. Well, he said, we'll pull in the Buc-ee's. We pulled in there, and I said, no. Yeah. Hey, there ain't a slot open in the gas station. I said, no, you got to get out, go to another one, where it's like one of these little mini-mart deals. Pull in and get your gas, go, let's go. We ain't going there. Take too long.
Oh, there's 900 gas pumps.
No.
Yeah.
And it's
900
never,
come out.
And it's never empty. Okay.
Hey, look, I was
every
in there.
Every time I've ever pulled up to look at a Buc-ee's to see if we're going to go in, nope.
I was in there like a total of maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, too.
Because I knew what I wanted. So, see, I got a roadmap in my head of Bucky's.
Yep.
And I'm like,
you go to the spot where it's at.
I know where my stuff is. Yeah, I get my stuff, and then I'm back out. Okay. But they've got, you know, they got 20 registers in there
to
keep you moving.
They got a float.
And unlike everywhere else in the world's got 20 registers, they actually have 20 people working them.
Oh, that's right.
So,
yeah.
You know.
It ain't nothing worse than going in and there's 20 cash registers, and they got two people in two lines.
Or they
and
just
back all the way around the building.
Or they now have it where you just do it yourself, and you don't get a discount. Which is a bunch of bull. I'm now working. I'm paying y'all to work for y'all.
Yeah, I'm paying you to work for me.
You should get 10% off if you go to self-checkout.
Yeah, self-checkout.
I'm being honest. You should get 10%
off. And they're always empty.
Hey, they got one person standing there looking at you weird, too, like you're going to take something.
Yeah, make sure you don't take something.
Like, they just looking at you like you just farted or something. I'm like, y'all could at least smile. Like, come over here and be handy. But you don't have to worry about that at Bucky's. That's why so many people stop in there.
And the brisket's good.
Brisket's really good.
I was disappointed, though. There wasn't a brisket burrito.
Oh, yeah, they were out of them. Mm. You had to go over into that hot station to get him.
Oh.
You know, they got that deal. They'll build him right back there for you.
In the middle?
That one, see, now that one's a commitment because the Bucky's connoisseurs know that. So if you walk over there, you're going to be there a second. Or you just get you something pre-made. Which is, look, the brisket sandwich is good. No problem. Their barbecue sauce is good.
Oh, yeah.
It's good bread. It wasn't sitting out there all day. Like, bread's not hard. Everything's soft.
Oh, yeah. They go down smooth.
Yeah. I mean,
I've eaten many of them.
Four?
Not at that one. I stopped again.
Oh,
so I got two
again.
Both
you
times
did two
I stopped.
And two.
He hit it twice for us.
Well, you know, they got that giant one in there. I was eyeballing that one.
Yeah. with everything on it?
It's about that tall.
Yeah.
What is it?
You can't eat him and drive, though.
Yeah. Big old brisket sandwich.
Yeah, it'd fall all over you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you can't eat him and drive.
I'm glad you didn't get that one. I had enough high trouble with the one you did get. You got the giant side.
You don't play when you go to Bucky's.
Oh, no. And, you know, I got back to Kyle's house, and the wife said, "You get me something from Bucky's?" I said,
"How'd you know I stopped?"
<Uh-oh>.
You know you don't stop.
Hey, I just couldn't drive by the biggest one in the world, not stop.
Is that the biggest one in the world?
That's the biggest one right now. Hmm. Yep. In Sevierville.
They're like Bill Disson over here.
Ruston? I don't think it's going to be a very big
football. Oh, there's one coming up in Ruston?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Todd Button.
By the time they get it built, too, look, that'd be a great 30-minute ride for me and the boys. Boys, get in the truck. We go to Bucky's.
New date night for us.
Yeah.
We go to Bucky's.
Grand opening, baby. Yeah.
The sad thing is, Bucky's going to move here and have the best barbecue in North Louisiana.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
A gas station going to have the best barbecue in North Louisiana. That's terrible.
That is terrible. You think about it. Is there a decent barbecue joint in Shreveport? Got to be.
I ain't ever had it. I've never heard anybody talk about it.
Golly.
They used to have the best donut shop.
Something they still got
it. I think was the name of it.
Something happened.
The one by the interstate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's there, but something happened.
Something happened. They don't turn the lights
good,
on.
Because, hey,
no.
Used to, hey, we'd stop there, get a dozen apiece.
And they'd be hot.
And they'd be hot, and they'd be gone about 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen.
And everybody bought 12.
I've seen Jay's wife pop a dozen of them right by herself.
Oh, yeah.
No. Like, when we stopped, we all got a dozen each.
Yeah.
That's what my sister ought to do over there.
They were gone. They didn't even have time for the
long for the light when they're hot.
Stuff on top of them.
She'd tell them.
It was still hot.
The glaze?
Yeah, the glaze.
Yeah.
It was still hot.
Smoking, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that was good. It went down smooth.
There's something about a hot donut.
I'm going to have to call high school. That's what they need to be doing right there.
Yeah. All they need to
turn the light on when they just come out. When they just come and roll out of that. That's when you want them. They just melt in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you get a dozen and hey.
I've been talking like a man that ain't got the diabetes.
I know. I tell you what, I could eat 15 apple fritters.
Ooh,
and
that's
18
another.
Pecan pies.
Oh, that's another one. Mm. My wife has found
that's
them somewhere.
In one sitting?
Oh, I bet you I could do it.
Oh, no. My wife found
them. It's been so long.
Them apple critters.
Apple critters. Yeah.
Whatever they are. Hey, good.
That's what they are the next day.
Yeah.
They ride down the road.
That's the next day.
Well, I just know she found them, and, hey, ever since she's buying like four.
They're big.
And it's about this wide and that wide. Yeah, they slam full.
Got and I them ate about chunks half of apple in them.
Put them in there for 20 seconds, heat them up a little bit, and eat about half of them.
How are we not having to push you in here in a wheelchair with the stuff you eat?
No, no, Kate's always.
He got a tapeworm.
Hey, you ought to be. You ought to have a beeping device up next to you, the sweet junk that you eat.
Yeah.
And you still walk in here at 160 pounds soaking wet.
Hey, look.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm still active.
You're what?
I'm still active.
Yeah.
You're what?
He's verbally active.
When he's asleep, he's working out.
This is not active.
No, no, I am active.
Just to confirm, this is not active. This is not being active.
Hey,
this is being awake.
Yeah, I am.
There's a big difference
in
being active and awake.
He walks to his chair every morning.
Hey.
May I say he's active when he brags about sleeping 20 hours
in a
day.
Well, hey, I am active. But, hey, man needs to have his beauty rest, man.
How much do you sleep on the ride home with Stone?
Not long.
I didn't even take a nap.
Yeah, you took one.
No, I didn't. I never did.
He slept on that plane.
Now, I laid back and rested. But look, this is a man that, hey, I know how to rest. If you have done any
that's
time
he's
in
so
the military.
That's right. He's tired.
Hey, hey. That's what I said.
That's the biggest joke I've ever heard. I'm still active. Like, unbelievable.
Oh, I am still active.
Oh, sitting around a poker table and a podcast table is not the definition of active.
Yeah.
Like, it just is, feels pretty active.
Well, yeah.
He's slowing down now, but for years he runs circles around you, even in 72.
Physical labor.
Yeah.
Exercise, if you will.
Yeah.
Look, I can get my exercise.
Si probably does get 10,000 steps a day walking to the bathroom and back.
Yeah,
that's probably right. He pees. Oh, well, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
I actively drive him to the deer stand.
Yeah.
To the bottom of the steps.
Yeah. He does climb four steps to get in
there. Yeah.
Hey, that's active for this old man.
Yeah.
And if he goes duck hunting, he steps from the boat to the blind.
Yep.
I mean, it can be a decent
you gotta
step.
You got to duck to get in there.
Yeah. Got to walk
hey,
over
look,
to the
that's
heater.
Active,
yeah.
Boys.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Oh, man. I will say, before we leave it completely, the Hazard Fest, it was cool to sign pictures from like 5 years ago from us being there. Because same people wait in line and come up just to say hello. But now they've got something different to talk about. That's the other thing. Just about everybody that stood in that line had seen the blind.
Yeah,
which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
That they had all bought their tickets and gone and seen it and had such great things to say about it. Nobody talked about the duck, unfortunately. But one guy did say he saw John David, and to be sure and tell him. So, John David, I'm going to force you to watch to get that recognition since you're not
here.
That's
right. You was noticed.
Yeah, you were noticed. but it was cool. And to see all the stuff that's happened since it come out, that's been
– oh, yeah.
That's been really cool, the baptisms and things that happened after it and all that kind of good stuff. So, I would say that Phil's choice to say yes to the deal was getting the response he wanted. Or agree, you know, one of the reasons he agreed to it.
Well, I always told people to talk about when they bring it up. I said, well, what about if you was changed position with Phil, would you have said, yeah, okay, yeah, show ever stupid and mean and ugly thing I've ever done. Put it on live screen.
I couldn't do it.
I said, no.
I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I said, no, I ain't going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I've done some pretty dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was – but that was cool, though, just to see the response to it. So if you guys haven't seen it, I think it's playing for a couple more days, but not long. T-Swift is about to take over the world because she hasn't already. Man, that's a wild one. But we don't need to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. That one – That's great.
Well, I finally figured out why the Chiefs are so hard to beat.
Oh, boy, this ought to be.
No, I really did. Cause
they show up?
No, he got hurt the other night in a game, okay?
Who's that, Kelce?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just trying to get some sympathy from
Taylor Swift. Well, I'm just saying.
He's trying to get a song written about a bad knee or something, man. Don't worry about that. Like,
But no, the reason I think they're so hard to beat is, okay, is the people on the players on the ball team, they're none of them have an ego problem. They're happy whenever whoever catches the ball scores, or whoever's running it makes a good run or catches a good pass to Stone. You know, they're all, it's just a team effort with Kansas. It really is. Hmm. You know, because a lot of them, you talking about egotistical. You know, come on.
Kind of like Coach Prime. Yeah. Kind of like your man Prime. Yeah. Well, he eked out another victory.
Well, no, no, because
back on a winning streak.
Who'd they beat?
Arizona State.
Well, not only that, they come close to beating USC. And, hey, that's the Heisman man that's supposed to be running away with the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
Okay, and they USC struggled, barely beat them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I said, hey, when they played who they did and didn't do nothing, they did show up.
Didn't show up, boy.
They didn't show up, and that's the truth of the matter. They didn't show up.
That and they ain't no good.
Huh? No. No.
I tell you who ain't no good. TCU ain't been the same since Georgia got done with them last year. Unbelievable. But we're not a college football podcast. We could be to an extent.
We got an expert on the premise.
Oh, no. Si?
Yeah.
No, you ain't got no expert. I said I ain't no
coach. Coach Corso over there.
I played it, but I mean, I ain't no expert.
He is our Lee Corso, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah. Lee Corso, Barney Fife. He's just that guy. He's what you tune in for.
Hey, right, here's your one bullet. Make it a good one.
With an open bore.
That's right, with an open bore.
And we got to hang out with Shelby. Do you enjoy seeing Shelby, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm always glad to hang with her.
She's a good time. Hey, thanks.
That little fine thing.
She was a lifesaver, though.
Oh, thank God she was there.
I'm glad she was there.
I looked at Shelby. I looked at Shelby. I said, this feels like 2014 all over again, don't it? Because she used to work all those meet and greets with us and for us and everything. She's over there on the ground cutting pictures off, taking pictures on the phone, just doing whatever. Awesome. So, Shelby, you probably don't listen either, but thank you. Thank you for your time.
She's a good worker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good person.
Yep.
So.
That's and the first time I'd ever
she's a throwback.
Signed a picture and could have wrapped my boat with the same stuff.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
To print 8x10s on vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then hand cut them. But I wonder if we're like stuck on somebody's wall or their truck.
Absolutely.
Or their boat now. Like, are we a part of a boat wrap? That'd be cool. Like, that'd be pretty neat.
Hey.
Oh, we should have saved one for ourselves and went and put it on one of the general
lease. Hey, if you want some, yeah. Somebody put a whole pack of them in my truck.
Oh, well, there's some in the truck.
Of what?
Of the pictures?
Of them pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think during the break, I'll go get them.
And peel
well, I ain't
one
got
off
them in there right now. I'm on loading. TV.
Yeah, I'll peel loading. It off, put it on John David's chair for when he comes back.
I unloaded them.
He got an autographed picture aside.
Yeah, they're in the house.
Oh.
But you can have them.
You unloaded them?
Well, I took them out of the truck.
Well, that's because you're active. I forgot.
Hey, I saw you. He's an active person.
I forgot.
Here.
Very active.
He's still active. He's cleaning up. Cleaning up around.
I actually took everything I had out of the truck.
I'm not one generally to go back on this, but I'm curious. What do you define as active? I'm just curious. What is your definition of active?
I get up every morning.
Okay.
Now, it may be 10:30 when I get up, but I do get up and move around. Okay.
You move from the bedroom to the living room?
Yeah, to the recliner.
And then what's next
for gun smoke?
Then I come up here and do these podcasts, okay? Hey.
That's active.
Okay. You know?
And then late in the evening when
so that's 2 days of your week. Look, what about the other three?
Then when we got a poker game, hey, look, I stay up to like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning for this game.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty active for a 75-year-old man. Yeah.
So your activity is getting up from one place to go sit at another.
That's right. That's right. To relax.
I think his definition of activity is doing something.
He's got a rest.
Hey, look, boy, I worked for 60 awake. Years. I worked for 60 years.
He opens his eyes. That's active.
Yeah.
Activity.
You know, I've been active enough, okay, that I'm going to take a break now.
But you are one of them people, though. You eat, for the most part, like trash.
Hey, what
and you
trash?
Never gain a you just talked about you ate half an apple fritter that was this big.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Well, they're really good. But look, this is
do you have a glass
an apple
of milk
fritter is a light meal.
Yeah, lightly fried in peanut oil. I mean, it's got fruit in it.
With apples and a little sugar. Yeah,
it's healthy. It's got fruit in it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Apples.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, Phil told me one day. He fried up some, fried up some chicken. And he said, "You going to eat any of that chicken?" I said, "That's when I was trying to cut some weight." And he said, I said, "No, I'm trying to cut some weight." He said, "Peanut oil is made from peanuts,
yeah.
Flour is made from wheat.
It's not healthy. Healthy.
What's not healthy about that?
Healthy. Healthy.
I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Give me a piece of that chicken."
But ain't none of you Robertson boys. I mean, Phil, I would argue, ate a little better than you, because Phil doesn't need a pint of ice cream a night.
Oh, no. Well,
here's the thing, Tommy. Okay. That's why it shocked me when he got sick and everything. Because you told me about a health nut. Okay. Because when Nancy cooks, you had one helping and then everything was gone. There was nothing left. You know, if you said, "Boy, that was really good, let's have some more." Nah.
So she's the exact opposite of Kay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got one helping of each thing that she cooked. And that was it. You ain't getting no more.
So first time,
no more.
First time through the line, make it count, huh?
Yeah. If you would, you better get what you want.
Well, in Tommy's case, it wasn't what he ate, because he was physically, he looked like Captain America.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And
man at 60-something looked like if he took his shirt off, would have a six-pack.
That's right.
No, because he always was working.
Yeah.
No, he made duck hunting work. That's why I didn't like to hunt with him.
He loved it.
Oh, no, he made it work.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I said, "Hey, no, look, this is relaxing time, boys. You relax."
My favorite part about Tommy is he always get home and then call back. "Do I have your jacket?"
That's right.
And you
well,
say,
"I don't know, Tommy,
yeah,
do you?"
"Yeah, probably do. You probably do."
"Well, I got a 2X. "Yeah, then that's probably it's definitely not yours. Yeah. Why do you have it?" "Well, it's laid there by my stuff." "Oh, okay."
Right. That's why I was wondering. I was looking. Everybody's got black magic markers and writing in their clothes.
He had Phil's shotgun one morning.
You know, and I said, and then I come up one morning and I said, "Where's my hunting jacket?" "Nah, it's gone."
Well, that was a problem, because we'd all get the same stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we all had every jacket we had was identical. No. Every gun case, everything was identical.
I always enjoyed hunting with old Tommy. It was he had his vocabulary was expansive. I'll never forget
one what
that we were hunting with Cole Reed's middle boy, who was, I'd say, about 10 years old at the time. You know, Tommy was he didn't give a rip what you thought. He's going to say what he wanted to say. And every now and then, he'd slip in a little four-letter word.
So, that's that coach coming
that's
out
right. That's right. That's that coach coming
and
out.
Superintendent
so
and
he got
else
mad about something. Say, you know, I can't remember if he got mad or not, but he said a couple four-letter words, and Cole was there. And Jace looked over at him, and he said, "Cole, don't ever repeat anything your Uncle Tommy says."
Well, the best one I was, I don't remember what camera it was. I think it was Swinky. Yeah, that's his name?
Swinky.
Oh, Swinky.
Yeah.
He had a 50-50 chance.
He done something. And Tommy, you know, it was one of them, "Hey, you know," they both got up there and Tommy said, "Hey, I'll whoop your ASS if you keep picking up." Whoa, here. Easy, boys.
That'd
easy.
Have been a pretty good scrap to watch there.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Sinky and Tommy, that'd have been a good one.
Sinky said something to him, and he said, "Hey, you better back off and sit down over here, or I'll just, you know." And I said, "Whoa, boys, whoa. Keep it friendly. Easy."
Oh, man.
Oh, one time he looked up and he said, big bunch coming. Never mind, airplane.
Yeah. He was the king of two singles, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's a pair of singles coming.
Yeah.
He was also the king of air ringing, too.
Ooh,
he would. Now, he didn't see a shot he didn't like.
Oh, he loved everyone.
I'll give him that. He didn't see it. He didn't see a shot he didn't like. He said, "Oh, yeah, I'll try it.
He'll shoot right
I don't care if it is right over your head. I'll try it."
Yeah.
And I always ended up right beside him, the biggest guy in the duck blind next to that.
You were the blocker.
And he's, yeah. yeah. I was just in between him and Jace. That's all I was.
That's what we use Burley for now, a blocker.
Yeah.
In between Phil and Si and the rest of us. Keep yeah. us from getting shot.
I do miss old Tommy, though. He was a good time. Uh-huh. He was. I'll say this. You never saw that man sitting still.
No.
At any point during a duck hunt.
Nope. Like, he was active.
Putting decoys out, picking decoys up, brushing. It did. Tommy earned his keep when he showed up. Right. And then he'd take you back over there and work you till dark.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, Tommy, sure it ain't
was.
That important.
He was the opposite of what we call dead weight.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than he just had that pack rat problem.
Easy.
He just had that pack rat problem. Mm. He'd always leave with somebody else or something.
Oh, yeah. What's
every
yours
time.
Is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah,
check
shoot.
Your gear, boys.
Yeah.
So Burley come in during till season, this past till season. He said, Stone, you got an extra shotgun? I said, yeah. He said, you got any shells? I said, yeah.
Yeah. Can I use them?
You got any boots? I'm like, yep.
Can I use them?
Yeah, Burley texted me, said, you got some size 13s? I said, Burley, I don't ever get equipment during teal season. This is when you use everything that's tore up because it ain't cold anyway.
That's right.
So try again.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you don't mind a leak during teal season. It actually feels pretty good most of the time. But no, it's wild, man. Them, this morning, the boys had their tubes put in.
Ooh.
So hopefully there's good times headed our way. So far, it's not the case.
Tubes for what?
Their ears.
Oh, their ears.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one who really needed them, Jackson, he's doing a lot better. But Waylon is back at the doctor right now with like a 102 fever. So we don't know what's going on with him. That's his mama just calling. So we're going to take a break here in a minute. I'm going to have to call her back. But make sure everything's fine with him. But
you're talking about the equipment, though. The funniest one I ever was at is the cameraman. Phil nicknamed him No Legs.
No legs, ham.
Yeah, and so we had went hunting in the timber, flooded timber, and was wading. And Phil just had on his hip boots. Well, the next day, we go back there, and Phil, for some reason, he had to go do a beaver dam, I guess. So he put on waders, you know, and No Legs showed up and said, hey, I left my waders at home. Phil said, hey, grab him, hip boots of mine, wear them. Well, we're wading again, and he said, yeah, your hip boots leak. And Phil said, no, they don't leak. I wore them yesterday. They don't leak. And we looked, he just had no legs.
Mm-mm, he's shorter.
He's shorter, and he just, you know.
They didn't pull up as tall
didn't
as
pull
they
up,
did
hey, didn't pull up
Phil's
as far.
Legs.
Hey, fill them up.
Who's he talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, No Legs Ham.
No Legs Ham.
He had
I'm telling you,
his last name was Ham. I can't remember his first name. Remember he went to Texas over at Benny's, and he left the camera on and pointed down at the water, and you just kept seeing candy wrappers hit the water.
You'd hear.
Right
you'd
there
hear.
At his
crunch,
feet.
Crunch, crunch.
There's a pile of. Yeah, and that willow tree just...
No Legs Ham.
Wesley Ham. That's who. You remember him?
He had a big torso from the waist up.
He was short.
His legs looked like...
He was
like
shorter than I was.
No. His legs looked like they'd really, okay, you know, it looked like he cut it off, you know, and put his knee up in his hip.
Yeah, Phil and Willie had the same nickname-giving method, where they look in whatever feature... is glaring back at them.
Yeah.
Will also hurt your feelings the most.
Yeah.
That's whatever
borderline physical deformity you may have.
Yeah. You know, one eye.
Yeah. Horse head.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
It is what it is.
I got a head on me, and it don't bother me. But I mean, when Phil looked at me, like old horse head. And I was like,
who owns
man, bro? I just met you.
No, right? Hey, it was Sadie and Christian on here on the podcast the other day, and Sadie grabbed him and put her on, and she said, "These got to be Martin's."
Oh, she's the one that I just put on with a tiny head.
Yeah,
I had to stretch them back out.
No,
but my microphone smells good, so I can appreciate Sadie being here.
She said, these got to be Martin's.
Yeah. Let's say who else did he nickname? Oh, there's a guy that he just got baptized, trying to turn his life around, who had in his past tried to commit suicide. And Phil nicknamed him Suicidal Bob.
Jersey Joe.
And Jerry.
And heaven forbid if your hair has any sort of red tint.
Oh.
Yeah. Add a Y to your first name.
Yep.
And then red after
red
that.
Red at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Timmy Red, Jimmy Red, Billy Red.
Billy Red.
Hold on. That reminds me. Look, it's summertime. And my mother loves watermelon. There's an old beat up pick truck come by. And there's a guy, farmer, got overalls on and just fire red hair. Okay. And when he went by, you know, mama was looking like he said, you know, he drove on by. She said, I think I know that guy. Well, he come back by looking, you know. She said, I'm pretty sure. Then he come in and pulled up the yard. She said, that mite there was y'all's father. Yeah. She grew up with him. She grew up with this guy. He had that hole back of that pickup had a watermelon, you know. And Merritt, is that you? Yes, you. You know, so they said, good times and all that. Said, well, Merritt, I got to eat. I know how well you love watermelon. You own a few of them? She said, well, how much are they? He said, all for you. They're for free. She said, well, give me about 10 of them.
Well, in that case. Yeah.
Look, we've been eating watermelon for 2 hours. Mom said, this one here is bad. You know? And everybody said, what are you talking about? She said, it's tasting like soap. And I said, well, mama, when you eat about 8 of them, it probably all of them taste like soap.
That's,
you know, we've done cleaned that whole, all them that she had got.
Just smashing.
Oh, yeah.
Spitting seeds in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
Life was good.
Them on the porch.
On the porch.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll sweep them off later.
Yeah.
Oh, she loves some watermelon now.
Oh, me and your mama would have got along in. That's one of the fruits that I thoroughly enjoy as a watermelon.
Especially when they're good ones. Red mated, yellow mated.
Yeah.
Me and Phil was dove hunting one day, and we got chasing a cripple. And next thing we know, we're both doing cartwheels in the air because we was running after this dove. And we tripped over. A farmer had raised watermelons in that field, and he just had left. He either died or what, it moved away or whatever. Well, guess what? They come up, that whole field wasn't nothing but just red meated and yellow meated.
Oh, volunteers.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, the next 45 minutes, we're picking them up, dropping them, letting them bust open, and just eating the heart out of them. You talking about good.
Is that what you told yourself to make the thievery not seem so bad?
Oh, hey. No, hey.
Somebody had to leave.
This was just, hey, they grew wild, you know.
They were wild watermelons.
Wild watermelons.
If you see somebody, let me know.
Yeah. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. Si, I got a question for you. We're in the email section and all that. Johnny D would generally run this, so we're actually getting most of these from like Instagram. Si, do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
There you go.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Ooh, pretty dear. Ooh, good grief, in daylight hours too.
An hour after daylight.
He ain't old enough.
How old do you think he is?
Nope. He's 3.
3?
Yeah. He ain't old enough.
He weighed about 220.
But back to Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Look here.
In a way, maybe.
We're trying to do a podcast here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, maybe. But it would have to be up north in the snow country.
Oh, so you're talking about
Yeti.
Like the Yeti.
Yeah, a Yeti.
The abominable snowman.
Snowman, look at that.
I don't believe in that neither.
Godwin, you're out on Bigfoot?
Yeah, there ain't no Bigfoot.
Stone?
As many.
Wait a minute now, hold it. Hold it.
Well,
they had a picture of one in Florida.
Foot.
They had a picture of one in Florida.
Yeah, I believe it.
Well, no, I'm just saying they showed a picture of
that
one.
That was a skunk ape. They called it a skunk ape. Now, I don't believe in Bigfoot, but I do believe in the Rougarou.
The what?
The what?
Rougarou.
Rougarou?
Down south?
Rougarou.
What is that thing?
No,
it's a Rougarou.
Nobody really knows.
Cat.
That may have been what was behind me.
Is it
Phil,
a monkey?
And Tom,
what is it?
When
what
I was young
to be.
Well, nobody knows
who Bigfoot.
Nobody knows
the Rougarou.
The Rougarou.
Did he smell like a skunk?
Rougarou.
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 Did he smell like a skunk?
It's,
yeah, I had him behind me.
Okay.
When I was in a teenager.
100%.
100%. Look.
Where was you at?
We had one flower gig.
Oh, okay. So you were in the swamp?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe so.
No. So look, we're walking up. We're back. We got a sack of frogs. Okay. Tommy's in the lead. Phil's next, and I'm behind. And I kept hearing something behind me. So I stop and turn around and look. And this was when I was about, Tommy would be what? He's in high school, 10th grade. Phil's in the 8th grade. I'm in the 6th grade. Okay, and we're like this. Boom, 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 boom.
So you're about 12 years old.
Yeah, and about 4 foot tall. Well, I turn around. I hear something. I turn around, and whatever it is the same height I am. And I'm looking at this thing in eyeball to eyeball. Well, I knocked Phil into Tommy because I just, whoa. You know, and then something runs and goes in a concrete pipe for a flood relief. Tommy goes up there and shines a flashlight, and that's a skunk. He just sprayed, you know. We can smell it. You know, and I said, well, all I know is, hey, it was a big one because, hey, he was the same height I was. Because he might be one of them rugaroos or whatever.
It's a big 4 foot tall skunk.
Hey, look, I'm just telling you.
So what brought up the Bigfoot?
Dude? Well, I was just asking because we had a nice message from the North Carolina Squatch Watchers.
Uh-oh. Oh, the Squatch Watchers.
Yeah. They have 74,000 subscribers on YouTube and people.
You got a picture of it?
They got 23 million views on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Well.
Oh, so, did they get a picture of it?
No, they just sent a message.
Oh, they sent a message.
But they're a Christian-based Bigfoot investigation group.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, like
I wouldn't say if you asked,
cans
okay.
was out there.
Where is that at?
Deer hunting.
North Carolina.
You'd have a picture up there.
Well, I want
they just said they'd love to sit down sometime and chat about Jesus and Bigfoot. But look, we did see a picture of a spotless giraffe.
Hey,
that somebody
that
brought.
Was real.
They brought it up there.
Yeah, that was real.
At Hazard Fest.
Yeah.
Which
was a giraffe, a young one, and hey, no spots, none.
Not one.
Seen it.
Not one. Okay.
She showed it to all of us because she was on my case about the Black Panther.
Well, yeah. Hey, there you go.
Yeah. She said, so, well, hey, have you ever seen a spotless giraffe?
What, swear in court? I would not.
On Bigfoot?
On Bigfoot. I couldn't answer that question. I just said, Judge, I take the fifth on that one.
How would they be so elusive for this long?
Same way that panther has been.
Same bit.
I guess so.
People keep seeing them, and ain't none of them ever got a gun.
Hey.
Wildest thing I ever seen in my life.
Look here. No, here's the thing. You would figure some redneck would have shot one. Now, I did see a man that works on telephone poles and transformers. Had a transformer blew. He's called out. He goes out there, and look, he pulled a big black cat out of a transformer that it electrocuted him.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have fried him or nothing.
Well, oh, no.
Burn him up.
Oh, he was rough looking. No, trust me, he was rough looking. Look, he had teeth that long, too. This was a vampire.
When you
black vampire.
When you burn something, what color does it turn?
Huh? Black.
Okay.
But anyway, hey. I'm just saying. No, he took a picture of this. Listen to me. He took a picture of this, okay? You know, and I told Philip, I said, hey, get with him. Have him send you that picture because I want to show that picture to Jace. Well, I did, and Jace said, oh, you can tell that's been doctored up by Photoshop. I said, Jace, if a panther bit you on the butt, okay, and left tooth marks on you, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get Philip to send it right.
I love,
Hey, this is a
mythical animal
looking thing.
Stories.
What else?
I think
kind
he deleted
mythical?
It or lost his phone or something. I really do.
Who?
Philip had a picture of him on his phone.
Oh, but he lost.
I saw it.
But I think he lost it.
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
You remember that deal we used to do? Bad taxidermy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen. I know which one he's talking
about. You
know
the picture I'm talking about?
Because this cat has been pulled off a telephone pole from here to Washington State.
Yeah, all over the country.
I don't want to hear
by
that.
By a railroad worker who was a buddy of a cousin, sister's best friend.
Oh, that's right. Now, will say, okay, somebody has taken a picture and it shows, you know, and I've had it from all the states. It's the same picture. Hey, this one's from North Carolina. This is South Carolina. This is Florida. This is Texas. All. That's like the Chuba Cobbler.
Yeah, Chuba Cobbler.
Yeah, from Texas.
He everywhere.
He's Mexico. Everywhere, boys.
Mm-hmm. He's just different.
He's a nasty.
He's in.
He's a nasty looking
different.
Thing.
Same thing, ain't it?
Yeah.
Just called something different.
No, no, Chuba.
Well, now you brought up the Bigfoot. Do vampires exist?
Does what?
Vampires.
No.
Why? I just yoked this wind.
What,
like,
what makes you think that I would believe in anything? No, that...
You asked me, so hey, I just
I mean, the
you.
Most mythical
think...
thing I believe in is Jesus.
Well,
and that's not even mythical. No, I'm saying he's not here and you can't see him, but you can at least see the power of him transforming people.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. Okay.
What about ghosts?
That's about, if for me to believe it, I got to see it. I can't go off of hearsay.
Well, like, here's the thing.
That's just the way my brain works.
Okay, like, here's the thing. Okay, if I actually see a panther, okay, and have my gun, I don't think I could shoot it.
I slammed him on one time.
No, I'm
serious. And you're afraid to be wrong.
No.
You don't want the legend to die.
No, it's not that. Because I might be shooting the only one of them existing.
And somehow you are the man that run across him.
No, I'm serious.
Three times.
I'm serious.
Si, you've already won the lottery with Duck Dynasty. You ain't doing this, too. I mean, you might as well start getting struck by lightning about 15 times.
Oh, no,
that's the
odds
of things we're
close.
Talking about.
I've done
It'd
that
be
close.
The hunt for Blackie.
Hey, I've been so close to lightning strikes that my hair looked like it. I look like I had an afro. Throat.
Like Einstein.
Just okay. Yeah. But I have to say, that day they done that, the lightning strike was as wide as the Mississippi River going across the sky.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was in North Carolina, too. Because you talk about a light show. This was a light show, boys, because it was that dark. And I mean, hey, when you see a streak about, you know, mile and a half wide of solid lightning bolts, that's scary. You talking about some power.
There you go. Another fun day in here, right?
Oh, what are you talking
about? It's kind of weird. John David's not here. There hasn't been any, like, yelling or shrieking. It's kind of it kind of doesn't feel like the duck call room, so it's a little weird. But, you know, I guess we'll close it out. We'll send you home with the verse of the day. And since the blind is playing and we've heard so many things, I've got one that I think really pertains to Phil's mission that has been ever since I've known him and since he gave his life to the Lord. And just for Mark 16:15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And I think that we can all agree that Phil Robertson has done just that.
Ever since he's run up on Jesus, he has.
He took that one to heart.
He took that one to heart. And by doing so, he's put it in all of our hearts, too. So it's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
So that's it, Mark 16:15. We will see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.